Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Debbie Pelchet with the Volunteers in Medicine Clinic in Stuart. The clinic's mission is to understand and meet the health and wellness needs of the medically underserved Martin County. Debbie, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much.
How do people typically come to Volunteers in Medicine, and what are the eligibility requirements?
Most people are referred, it would appear, through various organizations in town. For example, the health department knows about us. And to qualify, you have to be a Martin County resident for at least 6 months. So we need to see an address. We need to see a current address on a driver's license. You also need to have a household income of 200% of the poverty level or less. And that's a sliding scale depending on how many people live in the household. But for a single person, it's around $22,000 a year. For a family of two, it's about $31,000, and it goes up from there. So you come in, you go through a pre-screening process, make sure all your paperwork's in order. We need to see tax documents. And from that point, if you qualify, you get an appointment and you become a regular patient. It's not a walk-in clinic where you've got an immediate issue and you need help. You become a patient with a physician, annual checkups, anything you need from that point on. It's primary care. That is the focus. However, we've been extremely fortunate because of the support we get, not only from physicians within the community, but, say, specialists outside, for example, Moffitt Cancer Center. Sometimes we'll get some extraordinary help from these other establishments, and our patients will get incredible care. We had a double lung transplant not too long ago. We get some amazing support from other areas throughout the state, but the local medical community, without them, there would be no clinic. It's just an amazing group of people who pull together for this.
I'm speaking today with Debbie Pelchet with Volunteers in Medicine in Stuart. How many patients will you handle in a year? Is there a set amount?
It's generally anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 per year. It's obviously a rolling kind of scale in that patients will come in and patients will move on out. Some patients will get a job and then no longer qualify because of income. Some will age out, and once they become eligible for Medicare or Medicaid, they do have some kind of health care option, so then they no longer qualify for us. It's always rolling. We have some patients who have been there for quite a number of years, and then we have patients who only need us for a few months.
And do you offer dental as well?
We used to, but the problem was a dental clinic is pretty expensive to run, so we couldn't maintain it. So no, we refer out to other agencies that provide that service.
Is there an average profile of the person who uses the clinic?
Average is a difficult thing, but I will say there has been a shift, and it has shifted more into what would be known as the former middle class. There are a lot of people who come through our doors who, they owned companies. They had great jobs. They were working for 30, 40 years. They'd never been out of work before. Well, they are now, and they're desperate. It's a pretty heartbreaking situation. It's almost invisible, it seems, but we see it every day. It makes me tear up just thinking about what some of these people have gone through. There was a particularly heartbreaking one just the other day where the woman broke down and said, I'm 57 years old, I've got health issues, I worked all my life, and I never thought my life would end up like this. They're desperate. They really need help. And we're just so fortunate to be able to provide a badly needed service to the community. You know, we're not going away. The need's not going away. And anybody who wants to find out more, we're more than happy to show them what we do.
I've been speaking today with Debbie Pelchet with the Volunteers in Medicine Clinic in Stuart. You'll find an archive of this interview, as well as a link to find out more about Volunteers in Medicine and their upcoming January gala on our website, WQCS.org. Debbie, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, WQCS.org. Under the News tab, you'll see a link for Treasure Coast Happenings. And when writing, be sure and put Treasure Coast Happenings in the subject line. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.